Section 5. Cultural Challenge 5. A common problem is for people to wait for God to tell them what to do with their life. It is a fallacy to believe that until God speaks to you, you will not know your area of meaningful expansion for yourself. God has already spoken to you intrinsically through preferred work. That is your area of meaningful expansion for yourself. The spiritual awakening. God's greatest gift to you is your free will. God waits for you to act in faith. The spiritual awakening occurs when you freely declare your area of meaningful expansion for yourself as your gift in humility back to God. This consecration of your area of meaningful expansion for yourself is your hands acting as God's own hands on this earth as an act of faith. The more you give your hands to me, the more I will honor you is a core statement of devotion to the Infant of Prague, a mystery and widely popular devotion to the child Jesus with a globe in his hand and a crown on his head. Making yourself small like a child is declaration. Now we will turn to a presentation on declaration.
I've been a commercial banker, lending to companies nationwide for my entire career. I'm very passionate about my work and my customers. Having struggled at my former employer where I worked for 13 years. No matter what I did, going above and beyond what my peers were doing, I did not receive the promotion that I deserved. I shared my concerns with our Work Meets Faith group, who then shared similar experiences which were very helpful. I continued to put in long hours praying for God's will and staying positive and having faith while finding solutions for my customers, however, still no advancement. It was when I made a declaration in our group to my husband and to my husband, which was to offer my gift in banking back to God, that the doors began to open. One day after returning from a much-needed vacation, although working through most of it, I reached out to a former employer to see if they had any positions open for something similar to what I was doing. Mind you, they contacted me 3 years ago, however, being loyal, and I wasn't looking at that time, I didn't pursue the position then. That night, my husband, who's also a financial consultant, received an email from the president of the bank that I contacted to see if I was serious about leaving, and if so, he would make it happen to see that I was interviewed. This was a God incident moment. Within 2 weeks, I interviewed and received an offer as well as a significant promotion. I've been at my new employer for over a year, and it's the best move both professionally and personally that I've made. I'm working with a lot of wonderful, faithful, and loyal people, some of whom I've worked with before the merger of my former employer. Plus, I'm also very close to home. A win-win situation, all by the graces of God. Many years of prayers have been answered, and I give credit to my declaration of my gift and talents of banking back to God. I've grown closer to God through daily scripture and prayer, which has helped me manage my work, customers, and my personal life, which is a direct result of the support from our group, family and friends, and mostly God's will. Our Work Meets Faith small group has also strengthened my passion for my work for God. In addition, my coworkers and management respect me, and my relationships outside of work are more positive as well. As a Catholic in the workplace, I believe it's very important to find ways to increase our faith and follow God's plan for each of us. I have found that our Work Meets Faith group and support has increased my faith and created a new desire in my heart to follow Christ's path. I'd like to share with you a few scriptures that were given to me by members in our group as attributes. And it's also something that I keep with me. It's like my daily personal Bible. So some of them are patience. So Ephesians 4:1-6. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthily of the calling wherewith ye were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, giving diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as also ye were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. And wisdom from Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust wholeheartedly in Yahweh. Put no faith in your own perception. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Boldness. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. And then gratitude. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Thank you for letting me share my declaration, and God bless you.
So when you prayed your declaration, how did you pray it?
So when we make the declaration, all of us in our group will take different attributes and list those, or we list those, and then we share scripture related to the attributes. So the attributes, like I mentioned, patience and courage, compassion, wisdom, charity. That's why when we share them, and then these are all given back to us, and this is, like I said, it's our own personal Bible. There's a focus person each month, a different focus person, and they get to choose whether they want to share a concern or make a declaration to God or pick a discussion question that we all take turns discussing. But I really feel that the staying positive and knowing that God has a plan, and keep praying, and then it'll happen. Because I do see that it happened in other areas of my life over the years. As I spoke when our first Word Meets Faith seminar series, this was 3 years ago, I talked about how I chose banking, finance in college, and how originally that wasn't my first choice, and I prayed a lot during college and even before college. So prayer's been a huge part of my life.
Well, I think your experience is so excellent as a working woman. I think more women need to hear your experience and how you work through it and how you use God as your pivotal person to make that change. I don't think all the time when people make changes, they really think about it enough, or what really is the goal? You know what I mean? What really does God have in mind for me as an individual? And I just find your story very powerful.
I just had to look outside of me and give it to God that He has a plan for all of us. Thank you, everyone.